Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All the callers that have been holding, if you want, you can talk to Alan Watt. If not, you can hang up. But we're going to go to Andrew in London in a moment. That's all we have time for with Bob Chapman because we've got Alan Watt coming up. Everybody else will get to you. We just wanted to talk to Bob. You can hang up, as I said. Ted, do you have 50 buffaloes to offer today as well?
I didn't get enough time to say that. I do have the buffaloes as well. And they're currently right now at 1,036. I am, again, going to limit that supply just to 50 because it's trickling. And your
point... Now, again, those have a bit, you know, those have huge premiums everywhere else. That's a lot more per ounce of gold than the francs, but that's because they're you know, that's more of a collectible because they're very scarce. The francs, the sovereigns, you've got them all, 800-686-2237. What was the final point you wanted to make, Ted?
Well, the final point was you're talking about at some point in time, paper currency can't buy gold or won't buy gold, and that's already occurring. The supplies of gold in the physical market with the coins are drying up, and you're trying to trade paper for gold. I mean, think about it. Paper for gold. Why would paper be worth gold? And the only reason why it is because the United States government has been, you know, living on a legacy that paper was once exchangeable for gold, and since then we've lost all fiscal responsibility, and there's no budget that's being held with any kind of containment, and the printing press is just merging on, and obviously paper will not buy gold in the future, and I suggest that you do it now while it can.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. You're not going to find a better deal on those francs and sovereigns anywhere else, and that's a great deal also on the buffaloes. But, again, that's more of a collector coin because the mint sold out of them, what, 6-8 months ago. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. And that goes throughout Sunday evening, I guess into Monday morning. Bob Chapman, we're going to take a call from London, Andrew. But in closing, anything you want to add to what Ted said?
No, I think he covered it pretty good.
Andrew in London, you're on the air with Bob Chapman, the InternationalForecaster.com. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I know you guys recommend gold. I think that's great. I wanted to ask you about Treasury inflation-protected securities, the Treasury bonds linked to inflation. What's wrong with that as an idea, in addition to gold?
Well, a major problem is the linkage on the CPI figure is bogus. So if you have a 2.5% yield on a inflation-protected security, such as a 10-year note, and inflation in reality right now is probably somewhere in the vicinity of 11%, why would one want to do that and have a guaranteed loss and pay taxes too?
Right. I was just thinking, as you know, if you don't want to put everything into gold, then you might try some of these as well. But
I steer away from the U.S. currency. There's not a lot of people who agree with me, but that's normal for me. And I've been recommending Swiss franc government bonds.
Right.
The whole lot, that to me is the best shot. But the best shot among currencies, if that's where you have to be. If you don't have to be there, you got to be in gold and silver.
Right, and how do you recommend buying currencies then?
I essentially don't.
Oh, okay.
I mean, sir,
I think the bonds are a better vehicle. They usually yield about 1%, and if you must be there, I think that's the best shot.
Okay, great, thanks.
Sir, I mean, if you have tremendous assets, I would be greatly diversified, but for the average person, gold and silver is the way to go, or to have paid off property. But with property taxes, you really don't own it, and they can take it that way too, right, Bob?
That's right. So you got to have some of those Federal Reserve notes available in order to pay that tax. It's extraordinarily important.
All right, Bob Chapman, I want to thank you. Folks can get a free copy of the International Forecaster when they call Midas Resources at 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. I want to thank you for coming on. We'll talk to you again next week, Lord willing.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bob. There he goes. All right. We'll come back with Alan Watts. Stay with me.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side while we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. Friday, the ninth day of January 2009. We are the good ship humanity steaming straight in to the New World Order super typhoon that intends to sink us. I see the gullible, poisoned, hypnotized public. They're like little children, so trusting, having no idea the grid that is being built and tightened around their little throats. But, as history has shown, the public is generally out playing foolishly, and it is up to the good men and women of honor, of decency, who love humanity, and who understand the danger of corruption and wickedness, to stand up and fight. And if we take the field, they will fail. The New World Order will fall. We don't have a choice. They're giving us no quarter. CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com is our guest website. CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. My websites, of course, are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And he joins us every few weeks. We're always honored to have him join us from Canada. He is Alan Watt. He's with us for the next hour and 50 minutes. Alan Watt, we didn't do any pre-interview. Whatever you want to get into today, I'd love to break it down. Any of the latest news developments. The establishment is accelerating their announcement. They are setting up a World Bank to be the world government. They are admitting just so much of their agenda right now. Out of the gates, why is the establishment, after denying all this for all these decades, now emerging and admitting that they indeed are setting up a tyrannical world government, but for our own good, in quotes?
I think, to be honest with you, that they're so sure of themselves now, they have the whole thing in the bag. They do control all of society. The cultures of every country in the world now are, they're interdependent, the same as the economy is, the cultures are as well. It all comes from Hollywood and television, the same newscasters, etc., worldwide. And so they're pretty sure of themselves. Plus, they have all of academia, the worldwide, sewn up on board with this agenda. And they do know, and have written about this in the past, that it was essential to get academia on their side because they become the future leaders, bureaucrats, CEOs of corporations, and so on. So when they're all trained in the same tunnel vision of this world order, they think that the people, they call them the proles, as Orwell called them too, the proles are not even relevant. The masses don't even know what's happening, and most of them, to be honest with you, don't really care. So this has always been their standard philosophy. We saw them when they set up the communist system as a dialectic to help bring all this about, that communism was spread from the universities, from professors downwards, and that became the prevalent culture within society in the Western Hemisphere. Now they're bringing the both together, but they truly do have all the basic academic sciences on board with all of this agenda, including eugenics, including the necessity to depopulate drastically, rapidly, and also to get rid of what they see now as the useless eaters that will be left over from a previous society. They're going into the new world order with the new man and a much reduced society of what they think are the better gene types. The old man now, according to the Darwinian principle, which they're all grounded on, is now obsolete and cannot be brought through into the new system.
Now, to be specific, we're not even debating whether there's evolution or whether, you know, that theory had some basis in reality. We're not debating that either or. The fact is that's their governing system through social Darwinism and eugenics, and so that's their rationale for all the horrors that they carry out, when in reality, from studying the elites, interbred, we know, causes a lot of psychotic behavior, delusions of grandeur, a lot of other behaviors. So really we have a aberrant strain of malfunctioning humanity who are very intelligent and well-organized, but also psychopathic sociopaths and a gaggle of fellow travelers who only have certain pieces of the puzzle. And then you have all these subgroups that believe they're at the highest echelons of power when they're really in lower echelons of the pyramidal power structure, who revel, excuse me, in the raw exercise of mindless power. And that's why when you talk to these mid-level elitist and technicians and university professors that say they want to kill the majority of the public, they're that very infantile and aren't very intelligent. But if you talk to one of the higher level globalists, they are intelligent. Can you go through that and the way this is broken down from your research in different subgroup directives and the type of mindset of these petty power people who believe that they're members of the elite?
Yes, there's a book out there people should try and get a hold of. It's called Political Ponerology. And it's about the study of evil in mankind, something that was studied in ancient times, but not so much today, because they don't believe in evil or the outcomes of evil. There's always someone that benefits, therefore it's okay. That's basically the Kabbalistic form of it, which they're all on board with too. But Ponerology, this book, goes into psychopathy and how the elites in all nations, all peoples, are basically psychopathic. They rise to the top in every society because they're ruthless. They have no conscience whatsoever. They're very cunning. They have certain traits. A psychopath will feel no emotion for other people outside his own little circle or what he owns or he sees as that which he owns. But he's very good. He's like a camera who studies other people as he grows up, watching how they behave and interact. And they become tremendous salesmen, they become politicians, they do gravitate towards positions of power, but they're also sadomasochistic in their makeup. This came out at the Nuremberg trial, where studies were done on the followers, the higher followers of Hitler, and they glorified Hitler to the very end, and yet they despised the weaker officers beneath them. So that is sadomasochism. You crave, you will worship the person with more power than you have yourself, and you'll do his bidding immediately with no questions concerned, and you will despise the lessers beneath you. That is sadomasochistic, and that's a standard part of this whole system in which we live. In other words, since the creation of commerce and money and the debt system and banking and so on, and the armies that it can finance, take over other countries, seize their assets, resources, and so on. We've always had the same types gravitating to the top in all societies. In fact, history is just the stories of his stories, basically. That's what history is, of the ruling elites who gain power by being ruthless and merciless towards other people or rivals. And we have them today in an organized system. This is the problem. Now, many subcultures, you might say nations, in fact, have their top gang at the top. Hoover is at the top of the tree in Japan, China, wherever, is a gang. It's basically a gang with the most power, and they're all psychopathic in their origins. Today, we have an international group where they've all come together, and they have been working on this for an awful long time by certain foundations pushing it and networking them all together until they're all on board. And as I say, they're all using or hiding behind the Darwinist theory of survival of the fittest, of the extinction of inferiors that have no further use. That's the theory of Darwinism. And therefore, they have concluded that they are the fittest, and they've proven their worth by gaining power, holding on to it intergenerationally, marrying the right types, because the wives are selected for them in these groups and have been for hundreds of years.
And Alan, we have, just to add a point going back, I was backing you up, you see it in the press, you see it in sociology reports, that in Washington, D.C., in New York, in London, that the most popular places for sadomasochism and what all of the elitists, whenever they get caught in a sting or happen to get caught, it is hardcore sadomasochism.
Yes.
Whereas you or I, or a normal, nurturative person, doesn't like that. They love it, and they love dominating or being dominated, and that interchanges, you know, normally goes both ways. That really is, and then the greatest extension of that is they love to torture small children to death because, it's that great power, and they love hurting something innocent. Would you say in these interlocking, when we come back, I want to go through from your study the different gangs we have, that at the next to the highest level of the pyramid is the scientific gang, where whoever's the most cold-blooded is who is admired, and then above that is the elite families.
There's no doubt. In fact, Huxley himself went through the whole strata of the dominant minority and the scientific elite who were specially bred, including his own group, to help this dominant minority.
And then I want to get into the cloning, the designer babies already happening, the clone cows, the clone milk. They're now having to put on milk that it's cloned or it isn't cloned. I mean, where this brave new world is going with the amazing guest, Alan Watt, on this live Friday edition. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, let's go right back to Alan Watt. Breaking down exactly who these elite are. And again, they've written thousands of books on it, thousands of papers. And they laugh and say, look at the slave scum. They can't even read what we're saying we're going to do to them. And they say that's prima facie evidence. I've had, as you, I know, had Alan, elitist, Say, Alex, look, you tell them and they don't even listen to you. See, you need to join us. And I say, listen, I'm a nurtured person. I know what I do to others comes back on me. You know, you people are evil. And you've helped dumb people down. You've accelerated the domestication and the institutionalization of the public. And this is a great crime against life, against our species, against humanity. And they just snicker. Or they act sad and go, well, you just don't know the law of nature, do you? We're just doing something inevitable. If we didn't act like this, somebody else would. Alan Watt.
Yeah, that's exactly how they rationalize it. As I say, through the Darwinian studies of different species and so on, they go down through the sea urchins and all these things and different groups that came down through the ages. They've never found missing links, but that's not the point. The point is things go extinct. And we do have evidence of that. Different animals go extinct. So they put man in the same category, and they couch it in phases or stages of mankind, from the early types to the present type. And they truly believe that they themselves, because they're up there in academia, they're in the sciences, they have positions of power and control, they believe they're a separate species, that they have evolved. And the old types that used to work in factories and so on during the 20th century are now obsolete and have to go. And they even rationalize why they must go according to the laws of this Darwinian theory, that if the old type come into the new system, they'll overwhelm the elite who have evolved even higher and bring down that high group. That's what they truly believe. This is identical to Hinduism. Hinduism goes through this. And I think that's the connecting link between much of higher Freemasonry and this New World Order. In Hinduism, they believe there are cycles in nature that last millions of years, different phases. They call them ages. And at the end of each age, those that evolve, remember, they start from slime into amoebas and through animals, through transmigration of souls and all this kind of stuff. But eventually, they get to this advanced type. And they go on into the next wave while the old type dies off. It's identical to Darwinism. And you have to ask yourself, did Darwinism come first, or did they simply copy the Hinduistic philosophies?
Or the Babylonian mystical religions is the same thing. Transhumanists, now the low-level kind of porch transhumanists like porch masons don't know or haven't read the real dogma, but Aldous Huxley's brother, the head UN eugenicist, the head eugenicist worldwide at the time, he said we've got to change to transhumanism. So transhumanism, the founder of it, says it is the new name for eugenics. And he says, and now they say at these big eugenics conferences, transhumanist conferences they have, or posthumanists, they say, you will take brain chips, you will evolve into the cybernetic, if we even let you, if you prove your worth, and all the rest of you will die because you're not evolving. And so, you know, we face it on that front.
Yes, as I say, it's all out in the open today. And what's interesting, too, is their use of words or linguistics. Some call it psycholinguistics. And some of the neurosciences call it neurolinguistics. By the use of different words to cover up the same agenda that used to be called eugenics, the general population are using those new words thinking it's all okay. They can't relate it to what it used to mean. It's the same thing as having a communist society, and as long as no one at the top mentions communism, no one will see it for what it really is. So we tend to get stuck on words, and we can't see beyond that. Today they call it this globalization, but it is a Sovietized world system they're bringing in. It's a communistic system they're bringing in for the masses. Now, communism or the Soviet system was created by the West. It did not originate in the Soviet Union or Russia. Its whole theory was that man was an animal that could be trained to go in any direction whatsoever through scientific means and indoctrination and using conditioned responses. They could take them to wherever they wanted them to be. Lenin himself said, he said, we shall decide what kind of culture to give the public, which is good for the party. And if that culture becomes obsolete or doesn't serve the party, we'll then change the entire culture again. In other words, all of reality will keep changing and be updated, and the public will accept it like a computer program being upgraded. That's exactly how they're treating the public today, and unfortunately, it's working very well.
Alan Watt long segment coming up. When we start the next hour, we'll go directly to your phone calls. If you want to get lined up, 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Alan Watt, let's get into what the establishment is doing with genetic engineering. I have interviewed and, of course, read hundreds and hundreds of news stories and reports, as I know you have. Top scientists in genetic engineering who were for it until they found out that, well, I change one gene in a tomato or potato and it gets the change I want, but it randomly each life cycle changes hundreds if not thousands of things randomly and creates new amino acids, new chemicals, new components, new ring structures, new enzymes that are very, very toxic to other life forms that consume it or come in contact with it. The establishment knows that. They are testing in the open ocean new forms of chemical-eating bacteria, oil-slick-eating bacteria, which in studies they admit could start replicating and, you know, could create global red tides that could possibly kill a lot of the life in the ocean. That's, you know, one little example. Or these cross-species where they put human genes in a pig so they can get heart valves out of it or grow, which they know, which they admit they're doing, but they keep a lot of it, the details quiet for at least a decade, BBC reports. Humanoids, part human, part bovine, part cow, so they can grow the embryos up to full baby size so they can harvest organs. We know that's going on. Part chimpanzee, part human, human, part goat, part spider. Or they have some transgenetic organisms that have over 200 different species, plant, animal, jellyfish. They're selling on the open market cats that glow in the dark, monkeys that glow in the dark, that have jellyfish skin. And you tell the public, they laugh and giggle and say that doesn't exist. But even though it's on the market, you know, just thousands of things randomly going on, huge facilities randomly with gene guns, firing different genetics into plants, animals, sea life, openly releasing them. You know, now there's many areas of the world more GMO salmon than there are the other salmon. They're now out-competing them, removing them, and then they have breeding problems, and then it shows down the line have genetic problems after so many replications, after so many life cycles. I mean, there's just millions of problems. I could go on for hours. And the elite are not gods. They know this stuff can get out of control, and I have some of these quotes in Endgame, top transhumanists, top globalists saying, we don't care. In fact, if we get bored, we may just nuke the planet because of the power of killing ourselves and destroying the species forever. It's so beautiful. And Lenin said, you know, I would love to just, he would write poems about destroying the earth and killing everyone and how beautiful it would be. So really, they're not survival of the fittest. The true fittest would understand the species, have love for it, would have compassion, would be endowed, you know, that strain of our species understanding how dangerous this all is, moving carefully with it, trying to empower everyone, trying to lift the species to a higher level peacefully, trying to colonize space instead of dumbing down, hoarding, controlling, poisoning, and endangering the entire biosphere. And that's a long two-minute question. Specifically, you know, with that whole field of information, I see them as actually very aberrant and self-destructive, and in their own words, they admit that. So they need to be removed from power right now. They're mid-level servants who are just into the power trip of killing 90% and running things. I don't think they've studied their own master's blueprint that really, at the end of the day, they just want to kill everybody, including themselves.
It's possible, but what I've also noticed, too, for many years, is that whatever is released to the public to do with science is generally obsolete. The time we get a hold of the information, it's a much higher level of science that they can. When you understand that Huxley himself wrote Brave New World in 1933, with all of that data to do with the genes and so on, long before they really discovered the genes, we are told, they were still teaching in the 70s, the 60s and the 70s in medicine that they suspected that genes lived on chromosomes, but they couldn't prove it. And yet here's Huxley writing in 1933 about a science that had not even come in at that time in the general universities.
And mass drugging of the public and forced abortions and total control,
yes.
What they're now setting up. Go ahead.
And it's the same when you break it down to genes to do with the Human Genome Project. Basically, that thing was on the go before they were so advanced in understanding the genes. So who's telling the truth? The ones who are doing the research at the bottom and learning it all over again, or a much higher group above them that already knows all of this stuff? And what we find with the elite, too, they have incredible faith, absolute faith in their own ingenuity. And with the use of science, they believe they can go on forever, indefinitely. And I think that at a very high level, they've ironed all of these problems out. They talk about reseeding the planet if need be. They have warehouses, storehouses,
right,
where they have all the genes of the entire planet, of plant, insects, animal, and so on.
So they have the giant underground labyrinths that they admit they have. Lord knows what they have that we're not aware of, and so they're prepared for that, and that may be,
yes,
even in their plan is to wreck everything to then rebuild it.
It could very well be. I remember watching one of the Star Trek movies, and remember Gene Roddenberry was a member of NASA, so he
knew the Genesis Project. The,
yes,
Genesis Project, yeah.
And he was also a member of the First Earth Army to start the greening process for conservation and really to conserve humans. And so he wrote it into that, and they had one episode in one of the movie versions where they called it the Genesis Project, where they reseeded a whole planet and started it off from scratch. And these characters didn't dream up this stuff. They already had plans to do this kind of thing if they needed to do it on planet Earth itself. And I am certain that if by some fluke they don't get their way, because they do hold all the powers or the reins of power across the planet today, if they don't get their way, they will have something up their sleeves where they would go ahead and pull this off, because they truly have utter faith in their own ability and acquired knowledge of sciences that's hidden from the public. We, as I say, we get obsolete stuff at the bottom level. That's why they call it research. It's been done before at a higher level. So,
we'll take Ian Fleming. I mentioned this yesterday. In the early 50s, he writes his second book, James Bond, Moonraker, where the elite are going to kill everybody, go to a space station, and then come back and have the biological weapons kill everyone and reseat with the eugenic superculture. This is a high-level MI6 agent, OSS agent. And then now their newest James Bond is where there's a fake global environmental group using fake carbon taxes to bring in a world tyranny. They're just flaunting it in our face.
Yes, they are flaunting it in our face. And it's interesting, the World Wildlife Fund has what they call three arcs on the planet. One of them is in Louisiana. And in there they have cryogenics with, again, every possible gene from every possible animal, insect, etc., in those particular arcs. And they said, and this program is a public broadcasting program with a professor who's in charge of that particular one arc. She said there's three, that this will be used if anything happened to planet Earth. They can reseed the planet with everything that they have there. And they've tested this stuff out. They have brought ovum and sperm together from different creatures, and they've inserted them into other types of creatures and successfully brought them to term. So they can literally breed any kind of animal or even a human inside another animal if need be and bring it to term after being stored in cryogenics for who knows how long.
So we're talking about dolphins with human brains. Or just it's endless. Well, I agree with what you just said. I believe that we know that they're at least 30, 40 years ahead, and that's exponential. And so that's why they're so arrogant now. In the time frame, how do you see them with the soft kill weapons? They've already turned up the ambient background with the soft kill weapons, with the cancer viruses, with the barium and aluminum spraying on the public, with their operations worldwide. Go through the next 10 years and then out, and I understand this is a projection from your deep research. But I've done my separate research, and that's what I'm always so impressed with, is that you're always on the same line and even bring it further in many cases. That's why we're so honored to have you, Alan. I just really respect your intellect and research on this, because I've come to the same organic analysis as you are here with my discernment. And discernment's really just your you know, full mind capacity, the electrochemical computer you have, listeners, integrating all the information. And of course, their own statements. Break down specifically when you believe they'll start mass plagues or smaller plagues to get us herded into cities, to train us to live under total control, and into more of a THX-1138 type system, rats in the cage.
Mm-hmm.
And then when do the mass culls come, and will they use neutron bombs, as the Ministry of Defense says they may, or will they use special race-specific weapons, blaming it on imaginary terror groups in caves? And how will these phases unfold, and in what time frame for the, I always said 80% extermination, that's in the public documents. Now they're in the newest documents saying, well, really, it's 99%. We just told our underlings 80%. It's really, we're going to kill 99% of people. So go ahead.
Yes. When you go into the records of the think tanks that advise NATO, for instance, and the U.S. Military as well, they're identical. They're all identical, all the projections for the future. And this starts really with a statement right after 9/11, 2001, where they said this will be a 100-years war. And everyone was shaking their head saying, well, why would it take 100 years to finish off the Middle East? They weren't talking about the Middle East. They were talking about a long-term strategy plan for the entire planet. And these think tanks, in their own records, will always use history. They'll tell you where they get their ideas from. They go back into the Middle Ages, where they had plagues rampaging across the whole of Europe. But during those plague times, too, when many people were dying, millions of people died, they also had incredible wars going on at the same time. And the effects on the general populations were studied even then, often by monks who did the documentation, to see the effects on the public who were truly mind-bombed. They were so afraid that the plague was going to get them, so much so they'd allow armies to march through and pillage their food from them and their livestock, etc. And so when you see what they've dreamed up in their documentation as a projection for the next 30 to 100 years for the military, it ties right in with that. They say that they expect starting around 2010, 2012, we will be a global society de facto. It will be signed into law. But then the plagues are coming, they expect them to come. So we'll have plagues just like the Middle Ages, pandemics. Now, pandemics are ideal for bringing down a population of even the whole world, but not too suddenly, because a pandemic can be contained within an area. It can die off and reappear two or three years later and kill off more in the same area. So it's a long-term takedown. That way the people who are alive can bury the dead. It's not untidy. They're all out of sight, etc. So we clean up our own mess as we die off. And at the same time, they expect there's going to be massive food shortages, which they had, again, in the Middle Ages. And in the Middle Ages, where you had various armies competing with each other and kings for power in different countries, you're going to have a global society here where the people will be revolting for lack of food because the food supply of the world is now tied up into about five corporations' hands. And we know the United Nations, under their own mandate, and the Department of Agriculture say that they will be responsible for doling out the food to every nation. And part of that will be to keep down the populations. If your population increases, they will not increase the food supply. But what you're going to find is once they give you a quota for maximum population, the next year they're going to down that quota again. Say, well, we know we told you this, but what they bring, there's not enough food to go around, so you have to bring down your population. So each country, it will be up to them to bring down their numbers one way or another. And at the same time this is happening, you're going to have a world military managing the riots to do with food primarily and lack of necessities and medicines and so on. And they're prepared to use neutron bombs. So it's an update of the Middle Ages that they're bringing into effect. It worked then, and it will, they believe it will work again. And they believe that by the year 2030, we'll pretty well be all died off one way or another. Most of us apparently are sterile already, or almost so. And they believe then that China will start to decline massively, because even now, I think their population is two to three or three males to every one female, because they're encouraging and infanticide there is mainly on the female, and therefore they themselves will start to decline. And because once they're on the westernized food and the inoculations, they will also start to become sterile. So within another, say, 2030 to 2050, 2060, the population of China will be drastically reduced as well. So this is how they see the whole plan working out. And then they tie in the transhumanism agenda, where they'll bring out a new type to serve them, no doubt grow their own food for those who are left, for the elites themselves, natural food, of course, but a new type of human who will give them no problems whatsoever. They'll be manufactured humans with no ability to think as a separate individual. They'll be a type of herd animal or hive animal, as they call it in their own words. And they'll be very, very efficient. And they can also be programmed to do different jobs because they'll also be part cyborg. That's really what they believe at the top. And this is through all the records of academia to do with transhumanism.
That's what I wanted to add. They are, and we'll continue, they're sucking the youth in. And the Army said this, as you know, decades ago, declassified in 2000 in February. They said, we're going to use hype, video games, culture to literally get the young people to want to be wireheads. And then they'll rebel against mom and dad and say, hey, there's a law. I'm allowed to be augmented. And then the Washington Post admits that the corporations are getting the children ready to rebel, the teenagers, to take the augmentation, and then now one of the most famous video game company owners and inventors came out and said, yeah, soon you'll need to be augmented with chips in your body to even play our game.
Yeah.
And the young people are already in their Sims reality. They're, you know, 20 million people in World of Warcraft. This is their reality. And so they're already being inserted into it. And the Army said, we're going to use Xboxes now. The very platform to have the teenagers fly our Predator drones, and so they'll just sit there having fun, dehumanizing, killing people, playing real games on an Xbox platform, hooked into the Predator drones, and then now they're at the malls with these huge video game displays, the Army, that's in the news today, all over the country, showing them simulated battle attacks or recordings of it, of real attacks to teach them how much fun it is to be involved there piloting the robotic craft, and the entire military by 2012 with the aircraft, the attack craft, is converting into drones. And then, of course, the humans are phased out because a tiny elite can then program the entire military apparatus that is serviced in these giant aircraft carrier-sized land-based, ground-based, air-based repair centers that are robotic with basic human technicians that upkeep it to where the elite can just punch a button and launch giant attacks against countries, and it won't matter if the troops even said no. So literal godlike powers now being seated into the hands of the elite. Alan Watts, stay there. We're going to come back and get into the carbon footprint, the social youth brigades that are going to be in all your homes, just the absolute enslavement.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air, using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de
I'm sorry to some out there who are laughing at us right now, who've been neutralized psychologically by the controllers. Because your own false identity that you've constructed for you is what you believe is your intellect or your being is a false construct, so you can't go against who you believe you are. You have to deny what we're saying. It's all documented because you feel like your own enslavement is your soul. That's very sad because we need to try to avert this. We need to try to reverse this. We have a limited window in time, in my opinion, to reverse what's happening. Alan Watt, digressing for a moment, do you think we are in that limited window? I mean, and I want to give him the solutions later, and then B, continuing with the phasing out of humanity.
I think we're well underway. We didn't know that we were being sterilized until the reports came out. The reports they've had for 50 years started to leak out. So we get the news 50 years later. This is how things are done. We're the last to be told any truth, or at least even the effects of the truth. And they're well on their way to their objective. We're watching them go through this financial nonsense. This is the power of the purse, the last thing to be used to unite the whole planet. And because we're all on the one economic system, we know no other way. This is all we've been given. This is all we can remember for a couple of thousand years. There seems to be no way out of it. So the power of the purse is going to force everyone along into the next phase of control. Money is used, remember, mainly as a tool by the elites. They don't need money. They already own everything, technically. They don't have to carry cash with them or even credit cards. Doors open wherever they go. But money is the trick to control the people and to get us to work along with their system, for their system. Eventually, they won't even need that. But part of the phase on the way to the elimination of money for their brave new worlds will be a credit system that will come in for every citizen. And Bertrand Russell talked about this back in the 1950s, where the government, in collusion with the banks, will directly give you into your account every week a deposit which you cannot save up. So it starts at the same figure every Monday. And if you go against the system, you don't behave in a certain way, whatever, they will hold back your credits. You can't pay your rent and so on. And this is going to be used as a form of social control. So we see with this present government bank merger system that's coming in, that's right on with the agenda. And the government will eventually be right into your account. And they will use it as a tool to control you. If you've been a bad boy, no more money for a few weeks until you bend the knee. And this is coming in, and I'm certain this is what's going to come out of this whole globalized monetary system they're bringing in right now.
And again, they create all the crises. They release the biological agents, then they offer the solution. They engineer the economic crisis, they offer the solution. They slip in the Chinese slave goods out of China, and then they say, okay, we passed a law that nobody in America can weave clothes for their children, and we're banning any production in textiles in the U.S. or anywhere else unless it's certified by the government, which then knocks out all the good clothes made properly to where we can only have the GMO cotton and the bad stuff from India and China. I mean, it's all happening. We see them raiding watermelon farms that are selling watermelons, or raiding people selling milk, or raiding people selling eggs. They're obsessed with shutting down any grassroots agrarian self-sufficient societies, which shows that's one of their weak points, isn't it?
It is one of their weak points, indeed, yes.
Back in 70 seconds, Alan, let's talk about that and talk about solutions and things we can do to fight this. And I want to get into chemtrails with you and our carbon footprint, how that's going to be controlled. And then we'll go to your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. Final hour, straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved